Brothers and sisters in Christ, as I said before Mass began, it is a great joy to finally arrive here at Christ the King and to be appointed by Bishop Kemi to be your new pastor. This morning, I'd like to, first of all, just introduce myself, give you a few of my, a little bit of biographical information. I was actually born here in Wichita. Again, my name is Father Ben Sawyer, Benjamin Sawyer. I think I'm the second tallest priest in the Diocese of Wichita. But I think Father Andrew LeBenz over at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, he may be an inch taller than me. Those new guys, you know, you can never trust them. But I was born here in Wichita. I grew up in Arkansas City, one hour south of here. I'm the oldest child of Amy Sawyer and the late Steve Sawyer. My father passed away many years ago from brain cancer. But I'm the oldest of four children. I have two sisters and one brother. My mother was a homemaker, and my father was an engineer at General Electric down at Strother Field in between Ark City and Winfield in the aircraft industry. I went to Catholic grade school. I went to Sacred Heart School in Ark City until sixth grade. And then I went to Holy Name in Winfield in seventh grade because Catholic formation and education was so important to our family and to my parents. I went to Ark City High School, played basketball, baseball, football. I really had a desire to go to a Catholic university. And so I wound up at the University of Dallas in Irving, Texas, which is a small Catholic liberal arts school in Irving, Texas. And after that, I discerned, it was there in college that I discerned a call to the priesthood. It was actually a pretty unique situation. There were five of us in our graduating class that became priests. Graduated in 2005. I went to Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland. I was actually in seminary with Father Matt Marnie for 2 years, so there's a little bit of a few years between us. And it was in 2009 that I was ordained a priest on May 23rd, which is actually the day that Father Emil Capon passed away. So God willing, if he's beatified, that this will probably be his feast day, May 23rd. So I've been a priest now for 8 years. I spent my first 2 years of my priesthood as the parochial vicar or assistant at St. Thomas Aquinas under Father Matt McGinnis, who actually was here way back when, right, when he was a first priest. I think in 89 and 90 and 91, Father Matt McGinnis was here, so he was my pastor. Then Bishop Jakels sent me to Bishop Carroll. I was chaplain there and teacher for 4 years, and I lived here at Christ the King. And then when Bishop Kemi came, he wanted me to go to Rome, and so that's where I came from immediately. So I spent 2 years in Rome. I got another degree in theology. Allora se parlate l'italiano, io posso parlare con voi. So everything was in Italian. So if there's anyone that speaks Italian, I can speak with you. But it was on April 29th that Bishop Kemi actually FaceTimed me. He's like, wonder what he wants. And so he said, Father Ben, I'd like you to, when you come back, when you're finished with your studies, I'd like you to come back and be made a pastor in Wichita. And so I said, okay, great, I'm ready, let's go. He said it's a parish that you know very well because you lived there when you were at Bishop Carroll. I'd like you to become the pastor of Christ the King. And my heart was immediately filled with joy. It's almost like coming home in a way. Having lived here for 4 years, I see many, many familiar faces, and I'm very, very happy to be with you, to serve as your new pastor. This is the first time that I'm a pastor, so I know that there's a lot of things that I need to learn, that I will learn. I think it's very fitting to follow Father Matt Marnie. Again, we're good friends, and he was such a great pastor for many years. And he did so many good things for the parish and for the diocese. And so he's a very, very good pastor to follow. Like I said, it's my first time as a pastor. But I know that what is essential to being a pastor, it's being a shepherd, right? It's a shepherd of a flock. And ever since that day, April 29th, that I was assigned by Bishop Kemi to be pastor, every day I have prayed for you. And I promise to pray for you every day here on out. This is really what is essential in the priesthood, right? I am here to forgive your sins. I'm here to feed you with the body and blood of Jesus Christ. I'm here to lay down my life for you, okay? And so I can promise you that I will expend myself doing just that, striving to do just that. Just a few other things, little tidbits. I'm sure that I'll bring them up in the future, but some of my favorite saints, I love St. Philip Neri and St. John Vianney and Padre Pio. They were all three priest saints who were dedicated to the confessional. I love St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, and I love those three children that saw Our Lady of Fatima. Okay, just, they're great. Some of my hobbies, I like to read. I like to listen to music. I like to play this really obscure board game called Settlers of Catan. I'm a big baseball fan, so I like the Kansas City Royals very much. And in my spare time, I catch robbers who are stealing copper out of air conditioning units. Okay, what I just said, that if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you're probably new to the parish. Welcome. That's wonderful. Just let me know, and I'll tell you that story. It's kind of gone down into the historical logs of our parish. But as many of you know, I lived here at Christ the King when I was at Bishop Carroll. Just a few reminders. Please, number one, please remind me of your names. Like, when I was at Bishop Carroll, I was full-time. So I see a lot of familiar faces. But since I was here, since I substituted here kind of irregularly, I still need to connect the faces with the names. So please remind me of your names. Don't be afraid to reintroduce yourself. And I might need to ask, you know, a few times, remind me of your name, please. So I'd really like to get to know you. Number two, invite me over for dinner, please. I would love to come to your home to eat dinner. To bless your house, say, for instance, is a great way to get me over. Please invite me over. I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know your families. I know that it was published in the bulletin. Father Ben, in capital letters, likes to eat very, capital letters, healthy. Well, I would it's okay. We don't have to put the very in uppercase. We can probably just omit it, okay? And even maybe omit the word healthy, okay? So, yeah, it's something we all kind of try to do, don't we? Okay, but I'm the most non-picky eater ever, okay? I'm probably going to give up pasta, though, for 6 months before I go back to it, because you eat it every day in Rome. So please invite me over for dinner. I'd love to do that. And last but not least, next week, on the 15th, the holy day of obligation is the Assumption, on the 15th of August. At the evening mass at 6 p.m., Bishop Kemi will come to our parish, and he will install me as the pastor of Christ the King. And at that moment, there will be a very special rite, a very special thing, where I will make the profession of faith, and I will make the oath of fidelity, which is a solemn promise, a solemn oath, that I will hand on and teach the fullness, everything that the Catholic Church teaches and believes. And so it's a very special moment in the life of our parish. And so, I mean, honestly, feel free to, you can go to any Holy Day Mass, no problem, absolutely. But if there's one that I would maybe encourage you to go to, the bishop will be here at that 6 p.m. Mass on Tuesday, the 15th. So I kind of, you know, encourage you, if you're able to come to that. It'd be a wonderful thing to have the bishop come to our parish and be welcomed by so many of our parishioners. As far as a vision for our parish, my vision is not going to be anything different than the vision of that what the parish has always been and what is the mission of the church, and that is holiness. Holiness. We know that as members of the baptized, we are called to be saints. And so in the year 2000, during that Jubilee year, St. John Paul II, he said, "I have no hesitation of saying that all parish initiatives, all pastoral initiatives, must be set in relation to holiness." And so, brothers and sisters, everything that I do and everything that we do as a parish, it must all be geared towards this, to holiness, to us becoming saints, us on our way to heaven. As I said, one of my favorite saints is St. John Vianney. He was a priest in France in the 1800s. And when he was on his way to his first parish, it was this little village in the south of France called Ars, okay? A-R-S, Ars. And John Vianney was on his way, and it was raining, kind of like that downpour that we had yesterday. And he lost his way, and he asked a little shepherd boy, "Can you show me the way to Ars?" And after this boy pointed the way to Ars, John Vianney turned to this shepherd boy, and he said to him, "You have shown me the way to Ars, and now I will show you the way to heaven." Friends, that is the mission of our parish. That's the mission of me as a pastor, to show you the way to heaven. And I promise to do so. I love being a priest. I love hearing confessions, forgiving sins. I love offering the Holy Mass. I love teaching the school children at Mass and during the day. I love being a priest. The priest is someone who brings people to Jesus and who brings Jesus to people. And so I promise to spend all my energy doing just that, striving to do just that. Just one very little note about the Transfiguration, today's feast. Jesus is transfigured before Peter, James, John, right? His body has given off an immense amount of light. And he did this primarily for two reasons. Number one, to show his apostles, after the cross, this is what the resurrection is going to look like. This is what Easter is going to look like. But he also did so to show us, this, friends, is what we are called to be. Hopefully someday when we see each other in heaven, we too are going to experience the glory of God. And so the Transfiguration, today's feast, invites us to transformation, to allow Jesus to transform us so that we become like him, so that we become like Christ. And in just a few moments, when we receive Holy Communion, Jesus does just that. When he comes into us, when we receive his body and blood into our body and blood, it is one of those cases in which we truly, you are what you eat. Jesus transforms us into himself so that when we leave these doors of this church, we leave transformed so that we can bring the presence of Christ, so that we can be Christ to others, to everyone that we meet. And so Peter's expression after he sees Jesus transfigured, Peter's expression is, "Lord, it is good that we are here." And we can say the same. To be here with Jesus, to receive him, to adore him, to be with each other, receiving him, becoming the body of Christ. We too can say, "Lord, it is good that we are here." I ask that please do one thing. Please pray for me every day, because I need your prayers. And I promise to pray for you every day, to sacrifice myself and lay down my life daily for you. And let us now turn to Our Lady together, and let us dedicate to her our parish and our life of holiness. as we pray together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.